is that way. Because it's a very exceptional way of expression. It's not a new word. It starts with dam. Dam means breath. At the same time, dam means the moment, if you count the time, the breath. No, it's not like that. It is almost now. Then down is to become mature in an enclosed bubble somehow. From that they use it for the act they do when they cook the rice. Actually they cover the top of the after the first period of cooking, they cover it with some towel or something like that, not to let the steam drip back. And they leave it there with a very slow-cooking manner to cook, right? To be complete.
So it's like a slow cooker, or like you often have a pressure cooker, but you maintain all the...
Something like that, a special way of cooking, which means that an outsider would do that when there is a problem, right? And you don't have the solution for the moment. The situation is very confusing. You put it in rest in a way to let it mature by itself. That
almost like fermentation.
Something like that. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is the old version, which means rising.
Rising, incubating.
Sort of incubating, yes. Meaning is rising.
That is true.
Coming out, becoming apparent. It is used for the sunrise. Dami-dami of dawn. It's not dami-dami, but it's dami. We haven't come to dami-dami yet. Dami to me. Because dami is but the main difference is the breath. Because when it is used in a really complicated way as adjective or attribute, you will say hamdam, means the fellow breathing stuff behind you, but mainly means companion. Close good companion is hamdam, because in another way you are sharing that moment, down with that moment, right? And you're sharing that rhythm. These are the meaning of down. Then, repetition in Persian language will make the form of the plural sometimes. So, if you want to say moment to moment, you will say dam be dam, means moment to moment. But eliminating that two in between, it will come dam dam. Dam dam now, it's not the continuum, it's just the opposite. Dam dami is a fellow which will change his mood in every single moment. Unstable mood will make it dam dami, means in each moment he or she is different, behaving like that. Then it comes, yes, a group of people talking together, mainly in a persuasive way. It's dandami. Means very special moment that a group will share that now. And normally it is used negatively. Because of that persuasive attribute to it normally. Because this happens when, for example, you bring out a new subject in a meeting and nobody agrees with, but nobody have a clear reason to disagree. There is murmur going around that will give you the feeling that they want to push you the other way. That's the meaning of the Dandaner, and the closest one, which I believe is meant by Louis, but as you may know, we or all of you are going to talk exclusive. It's always inclusive. Hence the other meanings, they are relevant and they could be useful in some other way or related text. That's what that means.
Thank you.
Now, back to where we stopped. We stopped at a very critical point, because here, certainly, if you were Persian speaking, the melody, the way of the grammar, even the words will change here. Rumi certainly will be the master who is giving you this and that and that, the basis. How did we come to this? What are we talking about? Let's go back. We are talking about the inhabitant of this complex existence. All the different animals. The target of the story is one of these animals, which is the lion. Means the power. Everybody being scared of the power looks for a solution for that. And the solution to them is to leave it to chance. Why? You tell me. If you know what I'm talking about. Who volunteers?
Yes. They were all afraid of the lion, afraid that he was going to kill them. So then they decided to create a lottery and give one of them to the lion.
Yes, that didn't solve anything.
Yeah.
I saw that.
So,
but my question is, why this group of animals, they preferred to give it to chance? Because lottery is chance, right? Why did they do that?
Supposedly they have faith, but they don't.
Ah, that's the point. These are a group of people pretending to have faith, but they have faith in chance. They don't have faith in the truth. They don't have faith in how. That's why the solution doesn't work. They believe in chance. How come? How could someone be a believer in chance? Logically, there are only two choices over there. Logically. This is what the logic goes wrong. This is why we are hearing this story. What's wrong with the logic? Logic will put you in two shoes, actually. There are two choices for you. First one is effort. Try to do it. Second one is chance. For 900 years. It's chance. That chance could be misinterpreted or look like faith. Therefore, you will see that all of them, they talk about tabakkul. Tabakkul means to have somebody to defend you, rely upon someone who will do it better for you. Right? Lottery is not that. It has nothing to do with that, does it? That's the point. Misunderstanding the fate is really worse than not knowing what to do with it. This is a very serious matter. I don't know how strong you are for you to take it seriously. Everybody believes that the problem is that the people, they don't have enough faith, or their faith is not strong enough. None of these are problems. You because first of all, not strong enough refers to a quantity, and faith doesn't have anything to do with quantity, it's a quality.